Why is there such a gap?
I think it's probably 20 years in the making. Lots of universities were trying to fix this problem by, you know, sort of historically recruiting people into schools of ed, right? So a lot of state funding, among otherwise, nationally to get people interested in the idea of being an educator. I think being an educator is very attractive, but what wraps around it culturally now in the U.S. and otherwise is a very difficult job. And so the decline in school of ed enrollees is, I mean, we've lost maybe 35-40% of people that are signing up to be teachers. Transition to teaching kind of cropped up out of that, Teach for America and other types of programming where they were thinking about talent as you get these highly educated or high-resourced individuals and kind of ship them into communities. That hasn't worked for a lot of complex reasons, one of which is that you really want teachers that are from the community that are teaching the children from that community. And so the gap is huge because the incentive to be a teacher, what's expected of them, has historically changed over the last 10 to 15 years. But we kind of treat them as a commodity rather than a human being that has a real professional expertise. Job, as it stands today, is not attractive to a lot of young people or otherwise. And it's pushed a lot of the older veterans out because it's changed so much in the last couple of decades. So it's really at a crisis level. It's something that if you look nationally, there are not just a few vacancies. There's hundreds in every state. And specifically for math, there's hundreds because the incentive to have that type of content knowledge and be able to work in another industry that doesn't put those cultural constraints on you is really high. And people just aren't choosing teaching anymore.
Does it have to be so complex when you think about math? I mean, I remember struggling so much, you know, when it came to numbers. That's probably why I went into broadcasting, because I didn't have to think about numbers too much. But when you look at math and you go about training and looking for teachers, what is the simple approach to math?
I think it's kind of interesting that a lot of adults that I talk to say something similar to what you just said. I would say that the discipline is somewhat culturally taught in a way that makes it unapproachable to certain populations. It's actually, if you are and do find yourself drawn to the humanities and arts, mathematics is very, very similar, but the way that it's taught is not. We try to change the cultural approach to mathematics such that you understand creative problem solving and thinking through and understanding and modeling and all of these things are really a part of what being mathematical is. It's human. To humanize a content discipline that seems so cold and is done in a way, especially in the elementary schools, where you have, I like to tell this story, you have a carpet and a rocking chair and these beautiful things in the literacy side of an elementary classroom, because a lot of elementary school teachers feel more passionate about the literacy and the reading and growth, and then you go back to your cold desks separated by everyone and do math. You know, in this cold way, the way that it's presented really denudes a lot of the value and positivity that could be wrapped around the discipline.
Well, thanks for all that you're doing to support education.
Well, I appreciate you having us in.